FM 90.3 WJTL, John Reddick's God, Turning Around, Seventh Time Down, Lean On and Pat Barrett, Morning by Morning. Good morning to you at 7:03.
If you're looking for a new job, we just posted open positions on WJTL's job link. Click on the job link banner at WJTL.com to see opportunities from businesses and organizations that partner with WJTL.
Our very special guest in the studio today, from Hope Serve, the founder and president, and maybe more importantly, Olivia's mom, Kelly Harnish. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Well, I can shout out to Olivia, who's across the room for me. And to Dale and Clara and Timmy and Toby and Wesley and, oh my goodness, the list goes on and on. Yeah. To all the kids at home, as well as our board, who's traveling to the area this morning and ready to meet for a marathon meeting.
Very fun. Not a marathon run, marathon meeting.
A marathon meeting.
Yeah. Tell us all about Hope Served.
Okay. So we founded Hope Served about a year or so ago, and our mission is to come alongside individuals and their communities to basically kind of increase opportunities for social interaction, careers, housing opportunities, and all that good stuff.
And specifically, who's it for?
This is for adults who are affected by disability.
Okay.
And this could be a sensory disability, such as a vision-related issue, could be, deafness, hard of hearing, mobility-related issues, and intellectual disabilities.
Okay. So you have three initiatives that you want to tell us about. Tell us those.
We do have three initiatives. Our first initiative is what we call our IFAC, which is our Individual and Families Advisory Council. And our IFAC meeting has been, getting together on about a monthly basis, but we're kind of backing off that a bit for this summer. We should be meeting next again, maybe mid-August, something like that. Our other initiative will be an initiative called Putting Faith to Work. That was developed by Eric Carter of Vanderbilt University, and that specifically is partnering with local churches in the area to come around individuals affected by disability so that they have increased social capital and the ability to gain employment opportunities. And then the third piece that we're looking on is creating live-work environments for individuals with disabilities in the Mannheim area in particular.
Very cool. If folks want to get more information about Hope Served, they can visit you online?
Yes. We are at www.hopeserved.org, and they can also give us a call at 717-454-3850.
And you also have a Facebook page.
We do.
Yeah, so if they go to Facebook and just type in Hope Served, they can find you.
That's right.
Very cool. We'll talk more with Kelly coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way, Paul Balash and Kim Walker-Smith next.
With SRN News.